Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey everyone, welcome to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You're spending this time with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive, where we perform those extreme renovations for animal shelters in need. So make sure to check us out on our website at www.renovatingrescues.org. Okay, so we've got an awesome panel here today. First up, we've got Dr. Heather Lenzner, and she's going to be talking with us about the latest breakthroughs in dog and cat breath. We know how kind of gross it can get. So we're really going to talk about that. It really is a medical issue. Oftentimes, but there is a way to solve that. So and later in the show, we're also going to be talking and getting our health questions answered by Dr. Kathy. Before we get started, I want to remind everyone this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. So make sure to go to PetLifeStores.com and check out their stores, because when you go in, you get $2 off your next bag of pet food. And it's also brought to you by Welly Tails, which are human-grade supplements to keep your pet healthy. Go to Welly Tails, that's WellyTails.com, and use the code ALLPAWS at checkout to save 15%. All right, so let's get started. So we've got Dr. Heather here. Just a little bit of background. Dr. Heather is a vet media spokesperson. She's an ER vet in the greater New York City area, as well as a contributor on the Today Show, Fox News, Fox and Friends, and a guest contributor to the New York Post. So Dr. Heather, I have to say, I mean, really here, you seem like you're slacking a little bit. I got to say, is that all? Just major network shows?
I love being a veterinarian, but I am most proud of the animals that are in my life. I have a 13-year-old Bernese Mountain Dog who was my first patient in veterinary school. And I have an old cat, a couple chickens, and some box turtles and some fish. So I love being around animals.
Oh, it's just amazing. I have to say, I saw you on Fox and Friends when you did your summer health preparations.
Yes.
I remember you from that. It was really it was a great segment. So you are definitely helping a lot of people. So let's get started. We're going to be talking about bad breath in our dogs and our cats. And it's something that we all sort of experience. But tell me, how big of a problem is it really in our pets?
It really is huge, and it's honestly one of the top questions that people ask me when they find out I'm a veterinarian. They're like, Doc, what do I do about my dog or cat's smelly breath?
Right.
And it's a big enough deal, and I am honestly guilty of this, Jill, that one out of three pet parents refuse to cuddle with their pets because of stinky breath.
Oh.
And I have a little poodle. He's the other dog in my life, and when his breath can get smelly, and he wants to sleep on my pillow, curled up a little ball right by my face. And if I'm not taking care of his teeth, I just don't want him there.
I know. I hear you. So bad breath. So is it always a sign that something's wrong, or when are we worried? When are we not so worried?
I think it's best to start off with the idea that there could be something wrong.
Okay.
And the biggest issue is dental disease, and that is inflammation and infection in our gums and teeth. And believe it or not, 8 out of 10 dogs and 7 out of 10 cats, right after they turn 3, have this issue. So that
really?
Means, yes, so our listeners out there right now, if they have an animal over the age of 3, there's probably something going on in their pet's mouth that should be addressed.
Okay, now, it's hard for me to believe that. I mean, at 3 years old, it just seems so young to me.
They're
Is
babies.
That because they age so much faster?
They do. They age so much faster, and most of us aren't doing anything to get rid of the plaque and the tartar and the bacteria that build up in the mouth. We're just feeding them food and walking away and going about our lives with them. So imagine if we didn't brush our own teeth for 3 years. I mean,
oh my gosh.
I have a 3- and a 5-year-old child. What would their mouths look like if I didn't brush their teeth?
It'd
be a disaster.
It really would. Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to take a break in just a second. We're going to come back because I want to talk to you about the real causes of dental disease, and then I want to talk to you about the new product, Tooth to Tail Antioxidant Oral Gel, because it seems like an awesome sort of natural way to sort of freshen our dogs and our cats' breath. So let's take a quick break, and we will be right back with Dr. Kathy.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you were referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. Before break, we were talking with Dr. Heather, and she's talking to us about bad breath, and I mean, in our dogs and cats, and oftentimes it really goes a lot deeper than we even realize. So Dr. Heather, I have a four-year-old lab-grade Dane mix, beautiful dog. I walk him in great shape, but I've noticed the plaque, I've noticed the tartar. What is that telling you?
That's letting you and I know that we need to do something about those teeth. So
okay.
Bacteria are actually living in that tartar that you see, and they're sneaking up underneath the gum line where you can't see, and that's where infection is going to set up. And those teeth are going to get loose and painful, and the infections can even get so bad that they can cause heart disease and kidney disease if you don't do anything about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it getting into the bloodstream? Or so how does that happen?
That's exactly what it's doing. It's going into the bloodstream. It's scary,
wow.
Isn't it?
It really is. Okay, so what you're saying is, so what I'm seeing on Tango's teeth,
the tip of the iceberg. Literally the tip of the iceberg. Exactly.
Wow, so there's a lot more happening underneath then.
Yep. And
okay.
So those bacteria, they're sending out gases that make your pet's mouth smell bad. And so I found this amazing new breath freshener that I know we want to talk about it, but I just want to tell you about it. It's fantastic.
I'm excited. I need to know. Yes.
It's called Tooth to Tail Antioxidant Oral Gel. And the key word in there is antioxidants. It is loaded with antioxidants, and no other breath freshener out there has it. They're all plant-based. And I'm a very healthy person. I try to throw as many antioxidants into my food and my animal's food as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And this is loaded with it. And those antioxidants actually work with the saliva, which does things too. Saliva isn't just water. It has antioxidants in it as well. And the antioxidants from the gel work with the cells in the saliva to combat bad breath. And it's amazing how well it works. You just put a little bit on your finger, and dogs and cats will lick it off your finger. You don't have to put it on a toothbrush and scrub to get this to work. It just needs to get into their mouth. And
okay,
you can get it at their website, toothtotail.com, and it'll just get shipped right to your house, toothtotail.com.
And it looks like here, so toothtotail.com,
mm-hmm.
it's inexpensive. We got about $18 a tube. I mean, that's nothing.
Yep. Exactly.
And I'm sure a little goes a long way.
It does. It does, and it's just so safe and so healthy, and I've been amazed at how Jasper's, that's my big 13-year-old Bernese, how he has, his breath has just improved. And the poodle gets to sleep on my pillow again, Jill.
Oh!
Yes, he does, much to his happiness.
That is so worth it. I love it. Now, what I'm looking at here, what I love about this, it's a natural and plant-based. That's what I really love about this, because just in the last few years, I've really been getting into knowing exactly what's in my products that I'm using.
Good.
So can you talk a little bit about how important it is to be using sort of natural products and not a ton of different chemicals?
It is, because there we don't necessarily know the depth of how strange chemicals affect our pets. You know, cancer ravages them just as much as it does us. And the longer our pets live, the more chemicals they're exposed to. So picking something purposely that is natural and plant-based is definitely the safest way to go.
Now, when I use this product, am I doing it once a day, twice a day? How often?
You really only need to do it once a day. So I've been
really?
Doing it before breakfast and then letting my dogs go about their day.
Okay, and so it works sort of all day.
It does. It does. It actually can adhere to the, there's some special parts of the antioxidants and some of the other compounds that will bind to the gums and last a little bit longer.
Okay, awesome. I love it. All right, so let's talk about it again. So www.toothtotail.com.
Exactly.
And it's called Tooth to Tail Antioxidant Oral Gel. Absolutely love it. And Dr. Heather, where can people go to learn more about you?
Well, I'm on Facebook at Dr. Okay. Heather Lenzer, ER veterinarian. I'm also on Twitter at Heather Lenzer, and I have a crazy last name. It's Loenser. So it looks like Loenzer, but it's Lenzer.
Okay.
So yeah, check me out, and I'm on YouTube too. I've got all my segments are up there from Fox and the Today Show as well.
Awesome. It's just such great information. Dr. Heather, loved having you on today. Loved hearing about Tooth to Tail. Hope to have you on again. Everyone make sure to check out toothtotail.com and Dr. Lenzner's YouTube page. It's got some great clips. So everyone hold tight and we will be right back.
Love for the human race. Make it a better place.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. So right now I have Dr. Kathy Alanovi, who we've had last week, and she's just absolutely wonderful. Before we get started, I want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. Get $2 off your next bag of pet food when you mention this All Paws Pet Talk radio show, and visit them at PetLifeStores.com, and also Welly Tails, which are human-grade supplements to keep your pet healthy. Make sure to go to Welly Tails. It's WellyTails.com, and use the code ALLPAWS at checkout to save 15%. So Dr. Kathy, as you know, she's a vet, pet lover, and nationally celebrated author. She owns Healthy Possibilities Vet Services in Pine Village, Indiana, and is also the author of Dinner Possibilities. I love this. I love this book, which teaches people how to make a balanced meal for half the cost for their pets. So Dr. Kathy, it's great to have you back today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So we were just so successful last week when we were answering our listeners' questions that we thought we would do it again. So should
All
we get started?
Sure.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
All right. The first one is not the most pleasant topic, but it happens to us, and we need to know what's going to happen. So my dog is having diarrhea, still eating and drinking and playing well, but just is not feeling well at all. So if they are eating and drinking well, but they're having these stomach issues, what's the first thing that this listener should be doing?
Okay. And the most important thing that this person said was, still eating and drinking okay, and so one assumes that we're not vomiting. If there's no vomiting, then here's what you do. Take away food, continue the water, and I would take away the food for 24 to 48 hours. You can also feed some pumpkin, plain old canned pumpkin, not pumpkin pie filling. Pumpkin helps regulate the intestine, so if you're constipated, it'll help loosen that up, and if you're too loose, it'll help firm things back up.
Oh, wow.
And then in a day or two, when things kind of calm back down, how about a nice bland diet, which bland for a dog would be either chicken and rice or ground beef and rice. I've had people say that they wash the ground beef after they fry it, and I think, ooh, I don't know that I'd want. So if you're getting the ultra lean ground beef that doesn't have the lard added into it, like the 80% is, then you don't need to rinse that. And just might make a nice bland meal that's easy to digest and go for a couple of days like that. And then if you're cooking people food, then you can keep keeping people food. So how's that for sneaky on my part? But
there, yes, absolutely.
That's me. I'm sneaky. So then after a couple of days, go back to regular food. Here's when you worry. If there's blood in the poop, if the poop is black, like the diarrhea, if it's black, that's saying that we have digested blood coming from higher in the intestines than when the blood is bright red. Those dogs, or at least their poop, needs to go to the vet. And if there's vomiting, then things are completely different. You take away food and water for 24 hours, and if the vomiting continues, that is a medical emergency, and you've got to get to the vet.
Okay. Okay, good to know. All right, that's really important tips. Absolutely. So that's what we have to do. If it's vomiting for 24 hours, that is a big problem. So
Right. Let's
move on to the next one here. Okay, so this person says, you are just the person to ask this question too. I need a quick and easy, safe treat to feed my dog, and this listener is wondering what you suggest.
Okay, this is easy, and you're right. This is right up my alley.
This is right up
your
alley.
So how about, we don't even have to cook. Most dogs, and I will make that caveat, most dogs, you can feed them carrots, baby carrots if they're little, like a little terrier or a little, a little pocket dog, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Big carrots for big dogs. How about apples, pears, cucumbers? Grapes are dangerous. Everybody, I hope you know, grapes are bad.
Yep.
They can cause kidney failure. And so that's how easy you just grab that out of the fridge. Now, how about making breakfast on the weekend? And I love bacon. They keep telling me that it's bad, but I love to eat bacon. It tastes good.
Do you have a breakfast recipe you can share with us if we take a quick break and come back?
We could do breakfast, you bet, but you can just make bacon for the week for treats.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, let's. I want to ask you turkey bacon versus regular pork bacon.
Uh-oh.
So let's
okay.
take a quick break and come right back. Everyone, we'll be right back.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
We're back with Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network, and we are talking with Dr. Kathy. Now, before break, Dr. Kathy was giving us some really good snack ideas. But then she brought up the breakfast idea of bacon, and I thought to myself, I prefer turkey. Some people prefer pork. Is there one that's better for you? Does it matter? Dr. Kathy, what's your take on that?
Unless you're allergic, I don't know that it really matters between the pork and the turkey bacon. An awful lot of things are added to bacon to process it. And so, you know, I mean, if you get the maple process and they've added maple sugar, they all need nitrate-free.
Okay, yes, that is important.
They all, you have to process pork with nitrates. And when they tell you that it's nitrate-free, it's only free of added nitrates, but the other things that they put in there become nitrates in order to preserve the pork. So isn't that interesting? And so the same thing when you're making that sort of a cut off of the turkey, it still takes those chemicals to process it, but it can be from a natural source. But if your body doesn't do well with nitrates, and or if your dog or cat's body doesn't do well with nitrates, you'll know, they'll kind of yak it up or something. But for the most part, what a great treat is bacon. So you make it on the weekends, you put it in a container in the fridge, and you've got treats all week that cost less than the similar-looking artificial strips that have no meat in them but do have sugar 4 times. And, you know, it's no extra cooking. You're done.
I didn't even think of that. Actually, and with all the recalls that's been happening on some of, you know, the, I know, different jerky treats and all of that, I mean, it just seems so much more healthy to get something and make something that we know is safe for them. I love that. All right, well, let's move on.
Right, and then you don't want any extra work either.
Well, and that's it. And that's it. Absolutely. Right. Okay, so we've got another question here. My dog licks herself incessantly. Oh, really? Her paws, she's licking her paws and the owner all the time, it sounds like. I'm wondering, what is that too? So why and how can she stop this, Dr. Kathy?
Okay, you may have to stop me because this can be a big thing.
Okay.
It's an interesting thing, this licking thing, and especially if it's after meals or an evening and we're licking the floor, licking the carpet, licking our front feet, lick, 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 licking. This is a doggy who says, my tummy hurts. Why, how, what goes into this? And, okay, I'm food queen, so that's me. A lot of it is, if the food is too acid, it's going to make an upset stomach. So imagine if you had a stomach ulcer and you didn't have a way to communicate it and you were a doggy and you didn't have thumbs, so what would you do? You'd lick. You'd lick everything because when you're licking, you're making saliva. Saliva is the opposite of acid. It's basic or also called alkaline, and that neutralizes some of the acid in the stomach. So you swallow the slobber and it comes down and it makes things kind of a more neutral pH. Instead of being super acid, which is where we get an ulcer and eat away at the lining of our stomach. So these little doggies are the ones who say, oh, my belly hurts, somebody please help me. So what do we do? If it's an ulcer, then there are some medications to help that heal. Mm-hmm. Ulcers can be diagnosed pretty well based on an x-ray with some barium, because you can see it in all the folds of the stomach, and the stomach looks darn angry when there's an ulcer. But then you have to get to what caused it in the first place. Is it the food? Is it stress? Is it like a rescue dog and we have no idea what came before, so now we've got a little dog who's maybe sat in a shelter or been through a couple of foster homes or been out on the road eating drywall for a month before getting rescued, someone's going to have an upset tummy. The other things that can cause this, if you know any humans who have reflux, it's also called gastroesophageal reflux disorder. These people are told to sleep sitting up because they have a lot of heartburn. And what it is that there's a weakness of the diaphragm, and there's a tiny, the hole that, that everything comes through so that when you swallow, it goes down through the diaphragm into the stomach underneath. That hole is bigger because the diaphragm is weak, and you get a bubble of stomach above. And this is, so this is called a hiatal hernia because the hole is the hiatus. And if the stomach's up above, when you swallow your food, your body thinks that the food has entered the stomach. Well, it has, but it's above the diaphragm. These are the animals, and you'll see cats a lot. They yak up their food, and it looks just like they ate it, and it's not digested. So this is a hiatal hernia. And so that acid is sitting there up in their throat, and it can make an ulcer in their esophagus. And so what's cool about that is you fix the food with high-quality meat-based food and chiropractic adjustment to help pull the stomach down and strengthen the muscles around the diaphragm and the back. And with a lot of young animals, one or two adjustments, and you can fix that. And they feel so much better, and they quit licking.
And they quit licking. Oh, my God, that's absolutely, that is unbelievable to think. And it's true, I didn't think the rescue dogs, I mean, we don't know what has happened to them previously. So let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. I have a question about natural remedies for tick prevention. So we'll be right back with Dr. Kathy.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net. Where dog whisperers are trained.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-caller technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Callers that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-caller technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Give Me Shelter. Okay, so before we get started, I want to remind everyone that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. Such an amazing sponsor for us at Project Positive and helps us renovate so many rescues. So make sure to visit them at PetLifeStores.com. Check out their stores, get $2 off your next bag of food. And also visit WellyTales, WellyTails.com for human-grade supplements to keep your pet healthy. Use the code ALLPAWS at checkout and save 15%. So Dr. Kathy, so you and I are both moving into the spring season. We were just saying saying during break that you've hit 60 degrees today, which seems absolutely wonderful. I'm in the 50s. We're thawing out finally after a real horrendous winter. But, you know, now we have our next thing to worry about, which is really, I am so worried about ticks with my dogs. And as I had mentioned to Dr. Kathy in the break, my 10.5-year-old lab, Killian, who is just my everything, he is moved into sort of the moderate stage of renal disease or renal dysplasia, I think is what it's called, kidney disease. And so I'm kind of wondering, with all the chemicals and the canine Advantix, is it an okay thing to put on, or should I be moving more toward a natural product? If so, do you have one that works equally as well as the canine Advantix?
Yeah, so you're looking at chemicals with all of these, the pesticides, right? Anything that most of the things that are marketed to kill the fleas and ticks, the products that come through veterinarians are safer than the ones that you get over the counter, but anybody can have health issues, and the sicker or the, you know, the more issues like Killian has. So Killian's not necessarily sick, but we're a little bit compromised. And so how do we protect our four-legged children? So then you balance that with ticks, which in the last 2 weeks, we've already had a bunch of clients in here in Indiana with dogs with ticks.
Really? Already?
Already. They're already out. So that's my extra 10 degrees. I also get ticks already. And we have problems with Lyme disease also. And then the ticks carry Rocky Mountain spotted fever and babesia and all these crazy diseases. Mm-hmm. So how do we protect our pets and ourselves? Because if our dogs and cats go out and pick up ticks and come in the house, the ticks climb off of our dog and climb onto us.
Mm-hmm.
So the tough part is, then you said, are there things that work well for ticks? And I'm like, yes, there are. And then you said, for as long? And I went, oh. Well, So if you want lasting protection, it's tough without the pesticides.
Okay.
If you only have a couple of pets, then it's easier to do the more natural remedies because they need to be reapplied frequently.
Okay.
I had tried last year, I said, okay, I'm not going to use the chemicals. I'm going to use there are some sprays that are made from essential oils, and there are a bunch of different companies, and it depends on where you are. But you put them on, and you soak it down to the skin, and you rub it in, and you have to do it every 2 to 3 days. And I have 7 or 8 dogs, depending on the month.
Right.
That's a lot of dogs to do every 3 days, and that's not counting all the cats. If you have 1 or 2, and I have clients who do great with this because they only have 1 dog, and so they can every 2 or 3 days spray it on, soak it down to the skin, and understand that the essential oils are repellents. They don't kill. So it repels the bugs, and if the bugs get in through that shield, now you have critters, fleas, or ticks.
Okay.
There are other options, diatomaceous earth. But see, the problem is, depending on where you are, especially in New Hampshire, you're a lot more woodsy than I am in the plains of Indiana.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's harder to get the diatomaceous earth in the trees. You can mm-hmm. get it in your grass in your yard, but it's hard to get it up in the trees, where the ticks may be jumping off the trees and climbing onto your dog. There are bandanas that are impregnated with permethrin, which are based on chrysanthemum, so they are naturally based, but permethrin and pyrethrin, if not well regulated, can be toxic. You can use garlic. The amount of garlic that it takes to make your dog sick is huge. You'll go online, oh, garlic's not safe, because we know raw onions are not safe.
Right.
Garlic's enough different that unless you're feeding whole heads to your toy poodle, you'll be okay. And there are garlic tablets that are properly dosed by weight and that sort of thing.
Okay, so what we're really saying, we do have to take a quick break, Dr. Kathy. I want to bring you back for one more segment to talk about dinner possibilities for sure, because it's amazing. But let's take a quick break, come back, finish that up, and then get started on our last segment. So everyone, hold tight. We'll be right back.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
All right, everyone, we're back on Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network, and we're talking with Dr. Kathy, of course, and we are talking about tick prevention because it's starting to get warmer out. I think you had mentioned, Dr. Kathy, you already have a couple of clients who came in with dogs with ticks already. I mean, they're just, these things are relentless, and they're just rampant in New England where we are too. So trying to make the decision with Killian and his health problems, what do we do? Do we go the natural route? Do we go, the canine/pesticide route? Bottom line, it's a tough call. Is that what we've concluded?
It really is. And because Killian is in moderate kidney failure, you worry about his immune system. You want to protect him. And then you worry about being able to process chemicals and, it's really tough.
Yeah.
If you have time every day to use a flea comb and pick everything out of his fur after every time he goes outside, awesome. But otherwise, it's hard.
It's hard. It is hard. I'm going to do some research. Like you said, I've written some stuff down, the sprays, the essential oils, all of that good stuff. But I might just have to get that canine Avantix. So, all right, I will let you know what the final vote is for me. So let's move on to your book, Dinner Possibilities. I absolutely love this because when you want to know exactly what you're feeding your dog, I mean, the only way to really have control over that is to do it yourself. Now, that's what you've provided in this book. But the second part to it is that you're spending half the cost because I can go out and get, I've got huge dogs. I can get a 50-pound bag of dog food and be spending a ton of money. So with your book, we're saving money and we know exactly what's going into their system. So that's really why you developed it, right, Dr. Kathy?
It is. And then, because then the other thing that people worry about is they're worried about balance.
Sure.
Because we've been so trained that every bite has to be 100% balanced, even though it isn't always in our own foods on every single meal.
Mm-hmm.
So our meals, they're pretty close to balanced. We wanted to also do it without a whole bunch of supplements. So the only supplement that you have to add is some calcium, which
okay.
We tell you can either do it from a tablet or grind up some eggshells. But, it's as easy as scrambled eggs with a little pinch of calcium in there. You add in some applesauce, some cheese, and if you put in the cheese, you don't need the calcium because you've got calcium in the cheese. And then mix in either some berries or green beans, and that's breakfast. And that's almost what I have for breakfast some days.
I mean, you can really be eating the same thing as your pet.
You really can. You really can. The dangers, like I told you earlier, grapes, raw onions, and chocolate Otherwise, it's pretty much fair game as long as there aren't any food allergies.
So when you say raw onion, I don't even know how much, if they consume X amount, then it's a problem. But I mean, if I'm dropping one piece on the floor, I'm totally freaking out. But you're saying raw. Does that mean if it's cooked?
Okay. Right.
If it's cooked,
how many dogs actually go into the pantry and eat whole raw onions? Not many.
Right.
But the one that does is the one that gets, it's basically like carbon monoxide poisoning. Their blood can't carry oxygen.
No
cooked
kidding.
Onions are okay,
wow.
though. Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, so, all right. But you said raw, so does that mean that if you're cooking it, it's a different story?
Yes. Because in cooking it, you change the chemical structure of the onions. And now their liver can handle it, and they can digest it and not have the problems. If you're making onion rings, it's probably a little too much. But if you make mm-hmm. meatloaf with little onions in it, it's no problem.
Can you share one of your top recipes for us?
Okay. So one of the really big ones is chicken noodle roni.
Okay.
And so if you have a 30-pound dog, this recipe will make two meals.
Mm-hmm.
So for Killian, this recipe basically makes one meal,
mm-hmm.
Since he's 50, 60 pounds. And I'm going to be in trouble. Chicken. Where'd it go? I'm in trouble. There we go. Okay. So it's a half cup cooked chicken, 2 tablespoons of chicken liver, 1 cup of cooked whole wheat pasta, 3/4 cup steamed tomatoes, 3/4 cup steamed peas, 2 teaspoons cod liver oil, and just a little pinch of calcium.
Awesome. So, all right, Dr. Kathy, real quick, because we've got to go, where can people get this book?
You can get that at dinnerpossible.com, so dinnerpossible.com. It's also available on Amazon, Kindle, Nook, iBooks. It's everywhere.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for being here today, and we look
thank
forward to having you.
You
here again. All right, everyone, take care. Have a great week.